Welcome to Activate, a weekly segment spotlighting people who make a positive impact on our community through direct involvement in a cause they care about. WFHB hopes that these examples inspire you to get involved in something you believe in, no matter what the particular cause.
Hi, I'm Elaine Gwynn, the Executive Director of New Hope Family Shelter.
Hi, I'm Rachel Guglielmo, and I'm a volunteer at New Hope Family Shelter.
New Hope is the only family shelter that will accept a single dad, married or unmarried couples, or same-sex couples with children. And the mission of New Hope Family Shelter is helping homeless families in Monroe County, helping them get through the trauma of homelessness.
Well, I read about New Hope first in the Herald Times, and I was really struck by the fact that they serve entire families. I've never seen anything like that before, so I found it very interesting and very impressive. Then I went in to speak to Elaine a little bit to learn a little bit more about the shelter and how they operate, and I was struck once again by the attention that they give to the comprehensive needs of an individual and a family. I've been volunteering at the shelter a few hours a week, just answering the phone and helping with the newsletter. So I have a very small role. I contribute, you know, a small percentage of the total amount of work that they're doing there, but it's allowed me to be an observer and really to learn a lot about what New Hope does and about homelessness in general. And one of the things that's really struck me working there is kind of obvious, but I think still a lot of people don't realize it, that addressing homelessness is not only and maybe not even primarily about giving people a place to stay. It's about addressing all of the reasons why a person becomes homeless or a family becomes homeless in the first place. And so finding a solution to that also has to be comprehensive. It also involves addressing all of those factors and giving the person all the support that they need to get themselves out of that situation. At New Hope, I can see that when a person leaves, when a person transitions into independent housing, they do it with a great deal of support from New Hope. And New Hope doesn't just send them on their way and wave. They send them on their way with all kinds of forms of support and all kinds of tools that they need to help ensure that the transition is not temporary, but it really sets them on their feet towards a totally new start.
Some of the things that I've noticed that have changed in the last 4 years since we opened is the amount of awareness that is out there about family homelessness and that family homelessness exists. And also that there are single fathers who become homeless and have nowhere to go, or a same-sex couple would be split up without a place like New Hope. So that has changed in the awareness about that issue. One thing about our volunteers is we rely heavily on them, and no volunteer job is small. It's huge, because without our volunteers, those are extra hours or extra time that either myself or case managers are not able to devote to our families. And so there is no job too small for us to have help with, whether it's answering phones or doing some data entry for us. I have a variety of opportunities ranging from helping in our garden to working one-on-one in our children's program. If someone is interested in that, they could go to our website at newhope4families.org and look at our How You Can Help section.
You may visit the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network website to see a full organizational profile and current volunteer needs at bloomingtonvolunteernetwork.org. Now here's a rundown of volunteer opportunities in Bloomington and Monroe County.
For the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, I'm Lucy Shake. My Sister's Closet has assisted over 1,200 women to have access to workplace attire and interview clothing to help them on their way to employment and self-sufficiency. You can volunteer to be a part of this dynamic organization by volunteering at their bargain clothing boutique. Volunteers get an extra bonus by earning $1 in free store credit for each hour they volunteer. Middleway House has many volunteer opportunities for individuals to get trained and advocate for women who have experienced domestic violence or sexual assault, including crisis line and legal advocacy. And that's a look at just some of the ways you can connect to your community through volunteering.
You've been listening to Activate, a co-production of WFHB and the City of Bloomington Volunteer Network, working together to build an empowered, vibrant, and engaged community. For Bloomington Community Radio, I'm Jennifer Whitaker. All episodes of Activate are available online at wfhb.org/news/activate.